In Europe, execution is very much linked to Christian notions of redemption, that the state doesn't enjoy visiting retribution on the condemned, but that the ritual is essential in order to purge the person of these terrible sins. The execution is multiple in the sense that the type of execution will fit the type of crime you've done. So there's a different form of execution for blasphemy, for regicide, for parricide, for sacrilege. Ultimately, like most of the Ancien Régime, it's a complicated system. The key thing is, though, that the condemned be given time to repent of their sins. That there were actually communities of penitents who would minister to the condemned the night or the days before the execution, trying to extract a confession from him that he say he's sorry. And ultimately then, I think condemned in some jurisdictions in Europe were actually dressed in particular clothes. I think the Spanish Inquisition was particularly gruesome in it, the type of hats and robes that the condemned wore. The executioner also wore rather elaborate and sometimes gaudy robes. I think people may have seen portraits of the Spanish Inquisition out of the fae. They sort of almost wear dunce's caps that you see in old school films. But in some cases, it could be incredibly brutal. For the crime of regicide, it was being hung, drawn, and quartered. And I'm sure you can find information in Wikipedia on that. Now, sometimes historians make too much of a deal on this because some of these more weird and wonderful types of execution happen very rarely. I can think of only one instance of attempted regicide in the 18th century, in 18th century France, which is the Damien attempt on Louis XV's life. And he does meet a very brutal end. But Michel Foucault almost gives a sense that this is a regular way of being executed, where, you know, being hung, drawn, and quartered was actually relatively rare, I think. But the spectacle is public. There is a sense that also this is deterrent. The community, by seeing the evil condemned departing this life and the brutal and horrifying spectacle, will deter them from committing similar crimes. In the Italian peninsula, it becomes a bit more ghastly because there are some squares of public execution where going to an execution is a bit like going to the opera or to theatre. And actually, you have to pay exorbitant prices for a balcony or climbing a tree in order to get a good view of this. There's also the charming tradition, apparently, and I don't know if it's true, but in Rome, in Piazza del Popolo, that after an execution had ended, parents would slap their children to remind them not to do the crime of, or not to repeat the crime of the condemned as another form of deterrence. So it's all a very gruesome business.